7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Visit us at DougSteffen.com. You can see pictures of Jennifer and Rich and Roberta Fasanelli, who's back from her trip to the deep. And I mean that, I guess, directly, definitively, because she was in the deep. She was down deep sixing in the deep, as it were. So Roberta's always good to have Roberta's laugh and her expertise as the queen of cheap. Saving something on everything, we always put that on hold when Roberta's gone because she is the only one who has the credibility.
There is no other queen.
There's no other queen. Cheapest. I am the queen.
She's the queen. She's the cheapest person that we know about. Did you get my message under your door?
No.
Oh, you didn't open your door yet?
I did. I didn't see a message.
Really?
You left a message under my door?
The rats ate it.
I did.
Yeah.
No, when somebody else go in, the door was locked, and I slipped it under the door.
Oh, you know what? Marina.
Ah.
So, I don't know where Marina might have put it.
Uh-huh.
Marina's my cleaning lady.
Well, maybe you ought to ask her what she found under the door, and you'll find out how honest she is after all these years. All right. There you go.
Your cleaning lady is named after a parking lot for boats?
Yes, Marina.
Marina. Marina.
Marina.
Okay. I just met a girl named Marina, and suddenly I found how wonderful it sounds to love.
Oh, my God. It's so good to be back.
Stop.
Did you miss us?
Uh-huh. Okay, I have a website to recommend. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Yes,
ready.
Actually, this would be good for Warren when he's later on with us in this hour, or with us later on in this hour, either of those
that
two
too.
Things. That's it, yeah. Possum Pet Patrol. I like it because I love alliteration.
And
everybody,
I love possums.
Go check out P-A-W-E-S-O-M-E.
Shoot myself a couple of them and cook them up.
Pet Patrol. These are not those kinds of possums. The possum is a play on paws of dogs. Possum Pet Patrol.
Huh? Right?
She's a pet person.
And FYI, Roberta, you don't shoot possum. You run them over with your car.
Oh, okay. Roadkill.
Then you skin them.
Then you skin them.
That's it. Right?
Then you roast them and then you skin them.
Right. The reason that every
I'm
going to
run me over some possum.
I have
bring them home for dinner.
All right. Are we going to have to put up with this today?
I was going to say back? She's back.
Yeah. Calm down, Roberta.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. All right, so anyway, the essence of this is, as I discover, most every day I'll point you in the direction of something new in terms of a website, or we have information on Twitter and Facebook that I want you to be especially aware of. So I found this lady who took care of Charlotte and Frankie in Los Angeles, and I just found her and her attitude toward pets to be as good a demonstration of doing it right of anybody that I know, somebody who really does care. And I've been fortunate. Maybe it's that pet folks find other pet folks who have like attitude. Last year I found a couple of ladies when Charlotte was having trouble with her shoulder and her elbow. I brought her to hydrotherapy, and there were two ladies. The first place I took her, I didn't like them because they charged a lot and didn't do much. And then I found these two ladies who were great, I thought, together, and they did a great job with Charlotte, and then they got angry at each other and they split. So they didn't, their business went away. And I was so disappointed because they were great, just a great combination of, and at first I thought they were lesbians, lovers, but turned out that they weren't.
Just because two women own a business?
No, I had not
to do with
that.
And it involves like dogs or books, they're lesbians?
The way that they talk to each other, it just seemed that way.
Well, look, you and I talk to each other and people think we're lovers and we're not.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
Well, we actually are lovers, but we're not physical lovers.
Oh, my breakfast, please. Oh.
Yeah. I cannot stand that terminology.
Lovers?
Have you ever been uncomfortable at a dinner
lovers.
Party? And this is such a Doug thing.
Yeah.
At a dinner party, I'd like you to meet my lover, Roberta. Ew! Why don't you just say your girlfriend? Ugh.
Well, girlfriend means one thing. Lover means something else.
Okay,
too
you
graphic.
Don't have to tell
too
me.
Too graphic.
Yeah. Don't make me go, when you introduce
well,
me to
Well, but it
you
just
lover.
Depends on your... Your translation of the word lover and what
I'm
it means.
I'm immature.
Does it upset either one of you that the thought of you, Doug, and Roberta being lovers makes Jen and I want to hurl our breakfast?
If it's any consolation, it does the same thing to me.
There you go. I guess once again, I'm left in the cold, as it were.
Yeah, you get Roberta. What are you worried about?
I don't know about that. Okay, so speaking of these things, the technology and the connections and stuff that we are developing on Facebook and Twitter, Jennifer's done a nice job focusing on the price of gasoline. Roberta, as you know, since you've been gone, the price of gasoline keeps going up, up, up.
Gosh, and I paid what? I paid $4.29 by the airport, by Miami Airport yesterday.
Yeah.
I almost had a fit.
Yeah.
$4.29.
Yeah. I looked at my app yesterday to find the cheapest gas in the area, and $4.29 was the cheapest that I could find.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. There was a report on the news this morning. The cheapest gas in the area is up, Doug, you know where Frederick is, up north of Washington, D.C.
I drove through there when I came in to see you the other day.
That's right, you did. Yeah, down 270.
Yeah.
There's the Walmart, or the Sam's, BJ. Up there, 282 still.
Oh, right.
382. I'm sorry. 382.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I did yesterday afternoon. You want to know?
I'm driving up there.
I'm having, because most of the equipment I have is diesel, and most of the trucks are diesel, and what I drive is diesel, and we now have the ability to make diesel, or not make diesel, but biodiesel out of oil. I got a call yesterday from somebody who had 100 5-gallon plastic cubies of virgin oil, virgin canola oil, which is the best. If anybody knows
so
anything about
it, has not been used in a fryer.
Never been
yet.
Used in a fryer. Nope.
Why are they selling it?
Because she had an overage. She makes it for her truck. She drives around in an old ambulance that she converted to a vehicle that runs on nothing but bio.
She sounds like a treat.
She's a trip.
You can hang out with her.
Yeah. She's a trip. Anyway, so she called me and said, would you like to have this? I said, yep, I'll be over in a little bit. So I went over to the pickup truck, loaded it to the gills with this oil, and other than the fact that one of the 5-gallon things broke and got all over the back of the bed of the pickup truck, and that stuff is greasy, my God. So then I got back to the farm, and because the temperature now is over 60, this stuff can be used. So Edgar got the largest charge. I spent an hour and a half going from tractor to tractor to tractor to tractor, filling them up with this oil, which, by the way, if it's cooked, it has a yellowish color to it. If it's pure, it's white.
Right.
It has not been used. It's not been cooked. It hasn't been violated. It's white.
Hasn't been violated.
So I put it into, and then last night I proceeded. We had three manure spreaders that were here, and I decided I was going to make sure that it all would work well. So I dumped 10 gallons into the tractor, the loader tractor, and loaded up these three spreaders that worked perfectly. And it doesn't smell because it hasn't been through, it hasn't cooked anything.
Right.
Hasn't got any.
So how much did you have to pay her per gallon for this?
I paid her $2
a
gallon. Now, a year ago, I would have been able to get it for 20 cents a gallon. It just is all relative to what is going on in the world. But I'd rather pay that than $4 a gallon for diesel fuel. It's simple economics. Plus, it's much better for the environment.
What is this doing? This is a money-making deal. I mean, what do restaurants pay for this oil, and then what do they recoup of what they paid for?
Well, there's a mob company that now goes around and collects the oil. It used to be when there wasn't any value to it, you could go around and collect it. People were happy to support what you were doing environmentally, so they give you all the oil they want. But now this outfit goes around, this commodity outfit goes around and collects it, pays 20, 30, 40 cents a gallon for it, and they're doing the same thing. They clean it, and then they sell it to people who are making biodiesel out of it. It's a whole, it's actually quite a big business.
So what does the restaurant, does anybody know what the restaurant pays for the oil?
The restaurant would have paid what I paid. The restaurant would be paying $2 a gallon, $2 a gallon for it now. I bought that stuff at cost. Whereas they used to pay 20 cents for it. So here's the reason. That's an excellent question, Richie, because it plays into why I don't want to. This lady and I were talking about this. I have a truck, and it has 250-gallon tanks in it, and we've used it to go around to restaurants. We have a waste pump, and you stick it in the tank, and you clean out the oil. But they're using it so much more now. They're cleaning it themselves, and they keep reusing it and reusing it and reusing
it. Sure, yeah.
So when you, especially the fast food restaurants, when you go in there, not only are you getting garbage to begin with, but they're cooking it in the same oil. Instead of using it one day, they're using it two or 3 days.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
And it's the worst kind of oil for you.
Yeah, oh, it's awful.
It's terrible.
They aren't using canola oil and good oil. They say they're using better oil that isn't anti-unsaturated. What is it called? It's unsaturated.
Polyunsaturated.
Yeah. Whatever it is. We're having all these questions. Speaking of that, yesterday, Roberta, we were talking about Dr. Ken had presented us with some facts about omega-3 purified fish oil, and we synthesized it. Now, it used to be just fish oil was good for you. And then people said, no, no, it's not omega-6s, it's omega-3s. Got to have them because omega-6s aren't good. Now there's a report suggesting that omega-3s are not good for men because they may create or help create prostate problems. So
omega-3s?
Omega-3s. So now we've synthesized it down even more to the EPH omega-3s versus the DHA omega-3s. And which one is the better of the two? It turns out the EPAs. Isn't that what I said, Richie, before?
Yes.
EPA
yes.
omega-3s are the best ones to take. All right? All that helpful information for those of you who like to be helped on the Good Day program. Here's a way to help you celebrate Mother's Day. This is something you can tell Victoria. If you want to drop a hint, Roberta.
Okay.
Mother's Day, a week from this Sunday.
That's right.
And I know you've done a lot for her.
Oh, yes.
And Elena. All right. So here's a way for you to get, just sort of be subtle. I know you're so subtle. You can say, hey, kids, have you ever used Pro Flowers before?
Ah.
ProFlowers.com. I can get, I'm sort of playing you, okay?
I know you are, Doug.
I know. Okay.
So you can send me flowers with Pro Flowers. I'd
100
like
blooms for mom plus a free glass vase is $19.99.
Oh, my goodness.
100 blooms. Imagine filling up a room with this stuff. The fragrance, the look.
100.
$19.99 plus shipping. That's the huge bouquet and the huge savings that can be yours for your mom, for your spouse, whoever the important woman is in your life. And if you haven't used Pro Flowers before, it's a great opportunity to do it. This is where they really are put to the test, holidays like this. And you know that there's quality there because these people are the biggest. Richie found that out. They are the biggest and rated the best. Plus, radio listeners can get an exclusive deal. You want to upgrade to a premium pink vase and add chocolates, $10 more. So it becomes $29.99 plus shipping. And this offer is good only until Friday at midnight. So don't miss out. Call 800-PROFLOW, 800-PRO-FLOWERS, and mention Doug. Or better yet, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in D-O-U-G, Doug. The offer expires at midnight on Friday, proflowers.com, Doug.
April is when our minds turn to saving the planet. Inefficient appliances are a huge drain on our natural resources. New technologies that have been announced ahead of this year's Earth Day are more advanced than ever. An example is GE's new GeoSpring hybrid electric water heater. Annabelle Gurwitch is an actress, activist, and the host of Wasted on the Planet Green Network.
A lot of people don't realize it, but your water heater is the third largest consumer of energy in your home. This GeoSpring water heater is ENERGY STAR rated and is designed for easy installation because it fits in the same space as a traditional 50-gallon tank water heater, making it perfect for new construction or replacement upgrade. It can reduce water heater operating costs up to 62% and save $320 a year. It qualifies for a $300 federal tax rebate, so it's good for you and it's good for the planet.
Go to GEAppliances.com and learn how you can get special pricing between now and May 5th in recognition of Earth Day.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800 800-409-5633. That's efoodsdirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Your favorite Good Day staff member. Get more info. Read their blogs.
Me.
Connect with them on the team page.
Me.
At DougStephan.com.
Me.
Right. Isn't that cute? You think people like you.
How old is this song?
This is the number one record for this week in 1976.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for asking, Roberta.
Oh.
Crank it up, Richie.
I'm trying to, but everybody keeps talking. Shh.
Everybody. Okay, we've established that this is a Maxine Nightingale, right? Most people remember this song. Gold record during this week in 1976 went gold, right back where we started from. Okay, so here's the 2020 musical trivia question. Da-da-da-da, everybody ready?
I'm going to answer it if I know it. I'm warning you right now.
No.
I may know this,
and
if I do, I'm going to blurt it out because I'll be so excited.
No.
I'll be like, oh.
No, you won't know.
I usually do that. You're taking my place, Rich.
All right.
All right.
You never know anything, so.
There were three productions going on Broadway. Actually, Roberta would be the most likely candidate to answer this correctly. There were three productions that went on during the mid-'70s, early 70s, actually. I think it was 1976. There were three musical productions that all sort of captured the same interest, shall we say. This woman was in all three of them, and the only person who was. She was the only person to appear in all three of these Broadway musical productions.
But they weren't going on at the same time.
They were not going on at the same time, but they followed one after the other after the other.
And who was this woman?
And they represented the philosophy, a mainstay of the philosophy of the 70s. Maxine Nightingale is the lady's name still alive. And this song was her claim to fame as far as pop music.
Well, I know what one has to be.
Well, but then there are two others. So just work on it, and let's see what we get from the audience at 800-510-8255. I want to know what the three musicals, you kind of put them together. She was the only person who performed in all three of them. A consistent New York Broadway presence this woman had. And interesting, she was in all three of these.
Oh, I knew all three of them. I don't believe it. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia.
All right, 800. 510-8255. Meanwhile, Bonnie's in Lake Havasu City. Hi, Bonnie.
810-8255. We're talking.
Thank you. Hey, Bonnie, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. We were talking earlier about biofuels and oils and all that good stuff. So you had an interesting question. Ask it for all of us to consider.
Actually, a two-part question. One, I had looked it up on the Internet before, and it was saying that you had to bypass the gas tank. Do you have to bypass the gas tank? And also, once you've put oil in it, can you just put regular diesel and convert back?
Yeah, well, the answer is yes to both of those.
questions. Here's how it really works best. Okay. I'll tell you how it works. There are a way, if you have a pickup truck with two fuel tanks or anything that has two fuel tanks in it, the preferable way of doing this, depending on whether you use biofuel or just straight oil, if you use straight oil, you have a tank that has diesel in it, you start the vehicle on the diesel, and then you flip a switch when it's warmed up to the oil. Now, if you've made biofuel, which is a combination of three or four different things, methyl ethyl, glycol, something or other, and lye, and these oils, if in fact you have that, you don't need to preheat it. It'll start and run okay on its own. But if you're just using straight oil, you got to somehow either get the engine started or you got to preheat the oil. But you don't have to wash out the gas tank or the fuel tank. It's diesel afterwards. Sometimes I have found the trucks are a little more finicky, and I don't use it in my trucks yet. I use it in all the tractors, but not the trucks. I hope that answers your question. Thanks. That was a great question. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook officially launched its own daily coupon program. The service called Facebook Deals is currently available in 5 U.S. cities, and the offers are being geared towards group activities. By harnessing its pre-existing user base and payment system, Facebook hopes friends' interactions will make the product thrive. In other news, Sony is finally stepping into the tablet market, recently unveiling two Android 3.0 tablets. The model codenamed S1 has a 9.4-inch screen with front and rear-facing cameras, and the S2 version has two 5.5-inch displays that fold into a clamshell. The tablets will be available worldwide in the fall. And finally, the search for extraterrestrial life is over due to lack of funding. For the past 4 years, the group SETI had over 40 radio telescopes scanning space for possible communications with ET. Well, in the meantime, SETI hopes to use its tech to help the U.S. Air Force. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Wednesday, the 27th of April, you can follow the Doug Steffen Good Day program in part by going online if you want to watch. I actually didn't get too dressed up today, Richie.
They're talking about your robe now.
My robe. How are they?
Saying it must be a new one because there are no stains on it.
Very nice of you. Thank you very much for acknowledging that.
So if you go to gooddayshow.com and you click on the video box, you'll see the live video stream. And then if you click on that live video stream, just the picture itself, it will take you through to the chat interface on Ustream, where we all sit around and giggle about everybody behind their back. So
if you'd
like to join us.
Yeah. All right, the Twitter results from discussing the price of gasoline yesterday. Interesting, as I look at DougSteffen.com, overviewing the web page, the homepage, Donnie Wahlberg, who is in the TV show, quite a good actor, is off the beginnings
Singer
of the Wahlberg.
Yeah,
the New Kids on the Block. I took to Twitter to help a fan find a new kidney with some aplomb. I thought that was pretty cool.
Really?
Use it for all kinds of things. Yeah, the story's right there.
How do you tweet that?
At DougSteffen.com. Well, if you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see the story and figure out how he did that.
Hey, need a kidney.
Yeah.
Need a kidney.
Call me.
Right
away.
Tweet me. Yeah. All right, so, Jen, the price of gasoline. This would be something that would be inspirational, Roberta, if you and the Queen of Cheap can help us find cheaper gasoline. What could be better? Well, you couldn't be more of a hero if he came back blazing today with the chief prices. I think we've had up on the website any number of ways of finding. You go online to these various websites and find the cheapest gas in your area. So what did you learn from your Twitter followers on the price of gas, Jen?
Well, yesterday we posted about the price of gas, and so I just was asking a survey question of what the price of gas was in your area. And it's funny because we got some places outside of the country that responded. Daft's Paniel, Davey Mitchell, said that it was 1.33 pounds? Is that how we would say it?
1.33 pounds per liter, probably.
Per liter in Scotland, which is a 50% increase in the past few years.
It used to be 60 pence per liter, at least in England, the last time I remember buying petrol there, which is about twice as expensive as it usually is here. So now it's at least three times. Listening to that, anyway, up in Scotland. Is that where it was?
Yeah, in Scotland.
More expensive there than it is here. Wow.
And then Harlequin 11 said that it was 143 near their home in Australia.
Wow. Mm.
And I guess people are all up in arms because of the price of gas there as well. So they've seen a
raise. Well, it's gone high. The rise has been an equivalent percentage-wise, even though what they pay in Australia and certainly what they pay in Europe is much more than what we pay here. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that the prices haven't gone up in the Middle East very much at all.
Weird,
from what
huh?
I can, yeah, I wonder why.
And then Mikey K58 said that what he does to combat the gas prices is that he parks his truck and will ride his motorcycle to work, which saves him a little bit
there
of time.
There you go.
I had a couple people reply saying that they call in sick more.
Yeah.
I had somebody say they wouldn't be surprised to see people with a gas can in hand begging for gas soon.
Well, there have been a lot more people stealing. We have gasoline that we use to run some of the older tractors and some of the implements and stuff, and we lock it up. There's a chain on it.
You know, one of the jokes on my stream here when I asked yesterday is a friend of mine who's a pastor said, I put a tube down the white caddy in the parking lot and go ahead and suck all the gas out of it.
Richie's car is the white caddy.
My car is being the white caddy, so I told him, locking gas cap, pastor, it ain't going to happen.
Right, yeah.
But interesting, talking about begging for gasoline, last week on that NBC show with Carlos Quintanilla, What Would You Do?, where they present all of these situations and have hidden cameras, and then they watch and see how bystanders, so they have actors create outrageous situations that you could see in a real place, and then they see how the real people in that situation react. And the thing that they did the other day was they had people walk up to people at a gas station with a gas can in hand and say, "I'm sorry to bother you. I'm out of money and I'm out of gas and I need to get home. Could you fill up my gas can for me?" And they point to their car over at the gas, you know, like 15 feet away. And the interesting thing was is that no matter whether it was a man or a woman asking, the men always filled the tank up. The women did not.
Wow. Yeah, and, I believe it.
And then they did this thing that was even a little bit more interesting, is that this one guy who gave had no money. The guy was an immigrant, had only been in the country for a year, spoke broken English, but just the sweetest, nicest guy. And he said, "I have $7. I'll put $3 in mine and $3 in yours."
Wow.
So then they gave him the can and had him go up and ask people and mic'd him up. And half of the people didn't give. And he got upset. And you could see the guy was a little bit torn. And he says, "It's because they are afraid of me because, you know," and the guy's a sweet-looking guy. But it was just a really interesting experiment.
Yep. I did in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. I was driving up Santa Monica Boulevard, and there was a lady who looked distressed on the side of the road. Her SUV had run out of gas, and so I had Charlotte look out the window, and she looked at me, and she said, "Is there a gas station around here?" She's broken English. And I said, "There was one up the street." She said, "Well, I don't have any money, and I don't have any gas, and can you help me?"
Oh, man.
So, she brought her up. And not only did I pay for the gas that she put in her car, but there had been – she ran out of gas in front of this parking lot. So the parking lot attendant had called a tow truck to tow her car away.
Oh, no.
So I paid for the gas and I paid for the tow.
Oh.
And I will never see it or her again.
Aww.
But you don't do those things to
just put yourself in her situation, though. Put yourself on the side of the road out of gas and out of money.
Right.
What do you do?
And there are a lot of people, by the way, that are going through that.
Sure.
A lot of people are going through that, and that's why the world is changing in all kinds of ways, and we have this lukewarm, lackluster response to how we get the price of gasoline down to where it ought to be. And it's just it's
people
kind of
are getting,
pathetic, actually. It's pretty pathetic.
You almost use other words. People are getting very upset now.
Yeah, right.
It's more than just an inconvenience, and it's more than just taxing
slowing
on your wallet.
Down again.
People are getting upset.
Yep.
Upset.
Well, yeah. All right, let's get, because Roberta Fasanelli back from her trip has a lot of things. The goddess of green also is the queen of cheap, and she dons that outfit at the moment.
The diva of dumpster life. It's Roberta.
Always good to hear that intro to get Roberta on focus. How can we save money big time today using the resources we have at DougStephan.com, Roberta?
Okay, well, it's the morning, so I'm having my cup of coffee, so I love the idea that I can get a free sample of Folgers Special Roast Coffee. Actually, Folgers is one of the coffees that I absolutely happen to like. Mm. So you get a free 9-ounce sample of Folgers Special Roast. Now, don't forget, tonight, this is just up your alley, Doug, April 27th is your 31-cent scoop night at Baskin-Robbins.
Wow, 31 flavors, a penny a piece.
Yep, 5 p.m. till 10 p.m., and they're going to be donating $100,000 to the National Fallen Fighters Foundation, the NFFFFFF.
Want to say that again? The National Fallen Firefighters?
National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. So they're donating this money, and they're reducing all the prices of their ice cream cones to 31 cents from 5 to 10 tonight. So get over there. Right. Michaels, I love Michaels, especially since my daughter just won a signed poster with all the Doctor Who actors, and we have to frame it so we can get an extra 20% off, and that includes all of your sale items, and that's good through the 30th, the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Also, coming up is Cinco de Mayo, and you can get Muy Bueno Recipes. It's a free ebook cookbook download, 27 simple recipes for Mexican food, and we have the link for you. We'll have the link for you on DougStephan.com. And once again, you know how I love Restaurant.com.
Yep.
But they're $25 gift certificates right now for just $2.
Yeah.
This expires at the end of the month.
So it's basically a $23 gift certificate.
Basically.
Yeah.
For nothing.
What a deal.
And I use them all the time.
Yeah. No, it's a great
time thing. You should get them for when you go to New Orleans. Some great deals there. And the code is BONUS. So it'll show up as the regular price when you first put it in. But then when you put BONUS, when you check out, it'll deduct the savings for you.
Really?
That is a terrific deal, and this will all be up in a couple of hours on DougStephan.com.
Yay!
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 Yay! Ice cream, Mexican.
I'm searching for restaurants in my area now. Well, look at this.
Yeah, I'm doing a little of that too, Richie. We're working together. A Facebook comment. Amy Kelly Graham posted on my wall when we asked the question last hour, favorite cartoons.
Yes.
Pepe Le Pew.
Favorite
cartoon stars. Favorite cartoon.
I got to vote for Aquaman also. I forgot to
say Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that one from Entourage? Wasn't that?
He was Aquaman.
Yeah, he was Aquaman, right?
Yeah. All right. You know, we didn't get an answer to, and I kind of let it slip out of my mind. Let's go back to Maxine Nightingale for a moment. Just before we get to the television report and what's going on with Katie Couric, Jennifer will have that. Maxine Nightingale got a gold record for right back where we started from. I asked to have you tell us. She's the only person who appeared in all three of the productions of Broadway-type shows, even though she wasn't in all the Broadway shows. But all these shows played on Broadway. She's the only one that appeared in all three of them. What were they? And just, I mean, think about what was around in the early to mid-70s for Broadway stuff, and off they toured. They were touring companies for all these shows, and so it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting, I don't think, to come up with the name of the three big shows that were on Broadway and they traveled in the early to mid 70s. I think from 1970 to 1976, you would have found all three of these on Broadway and touring, and she played parts in all three of them. What were those shows for the swell prize? Even though we're out of the 2020 box, if you know what it is, you'll call us at 800-510-8255. And Jennifer updates us on the future of Katie Couric. Other things going on television. That's up next here on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Amdro Antlock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antlock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antlock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
All right, the boss is here with the intro to Jennifer's conversation.
No, I think you're calling me the boss.
Well, you can't be the boss. I'm the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Too many bosses. You know, they say too many cooks and not enough Indians. That's got to be something that's really politically incorrect anymore, right?
I think
right?
so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's too bad.
We'll just skip over that.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Katie Couric's making news.
Yeah.
Again?
Again.
Everybody knows this is the most, what is there to tell? She's leaving CBS.
We had the story yesterday, but she just confirmed everything to People Magazine. That's the story, that she's leaving CBS Evening News and that she's proud to be part of the team. The announcement will come as early as next week. People are saying that Scott Pelley will take over for her the Evening News. Now, more than that...
Scott Pelley does.
Yeah. We've been talking about this for a while, but Meredith Vieira, we've heard a lot of buzz about her leaving the Today Show. Her contract is up in September, but now Page Six is reporting that she will leave the Today Show as early as June.
Uh-huh.
And
guess who will take over for her?
Who?
Ann Curry, who, she wasn't even a candidate before, and now
she's terrible.
She's been there. She's put
terrible.
In her time.
So
she
what?
Has put in her
terrible.
Time, but
so
dude,
what?
She's.
You think Roberta's put in her time here? Is she going to host the program?
She's not genuine.
She's
very nice, but she's not genuine. It's
really?
Like
I think she's nice.
She has
That's
no
like
intellectual. She is terrible.
Well, it's not confirmed yet. That is a speculation. That's what a couple of sites are reporting.
If they had any brains at all, they'd bring Katie Couric back, pay her what she wants.
Maybe the timing is right. She's leaving CBS in June.
Yeah, I don't see this.
You never know.
I don't see this happening.
Never know.
Ann Curry?
The Ann Curry thing.
Yeah.
Don't see it.
CW has updated their schedule for the year, given some renewals to some shows that you might like. One of them, Supernatural, The Vampire Diaries, 90210, Gossip Girl. They'll all be back next season. Still on the cusp, on the bubble, as they like to say, Hellcats, Nikita, which has been pretty good for them, and One Tree Hill. Now, America's Next Top Model will be back for two more runs next year, and they're going to do an all-star edition where they've taken contestants from past seasons of America's Next Top Model.
Hey, here's a new... This is a big-time reality show. Ice-T and his wife.
Heavy on the big.
Right.
She's got a lot of badonk and ba-boom.
Oh, really?
If you catch my drift.
Did you watch from The Voice last night?
I didn't, but I have it on my DVR. People are mixed reviews on it. Did you watch?
Interesting concept. Interesting concept.
I liked last night I was going back and forth between The Mentalist and I love that The Body of Evidence with Dana DeLisi.
Ah, great.
I was boycotting ABC last night because they canceled soap operas.
51 after on Good Day.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
For details.
Three past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Better Living with Warren Eckstein, the animal lover's best friend. I sent everybody earlier today, Warren, to the Possum Pet Patrol site because I like her and what she does and how she does it. Warren put me on to Maria, who is the Possum Pet Patrol. I just thought it was a good exercise in looking for those of you around the country who look for somebody to take care of your pets in your absence. This is a good example that she does in Los Angeles of what to look for. And there are lots of things. It's the same as trying to find a babysitter for your children. You don't want to just have any schlump come into your house, right?
Absolutely. You stole my Swedish nanny.
I would like to. I have designs on her other than her taking care
People
of my dog.
People joke about me when I tell them my dog literally has a Swedish nanny.
Yeah, right. Yep. She's really, I thought she was very cute. And really serious. And she came over. She was worried about Charlotte and Frank. I don't know if I told you this or not. One of the nights I was gone, she was supposed to come over and walk them 3 or 4 times a day. But she was concerned about them for whatever the reason. I don't know what. So she slept on the couch with them one night because she thought they were lonely one of the two nights that I was gone. Which I thought was very sweet.
That's why I love her. That's exactly
very,
right.
Very, very sweet.
Hey, I came across a good article. I had a question for you. Do you think male dogs are smarter than female dogs?
Of course. Yeah. All males are smarter than females.
The opposite was just proven in
no.
the University of Miami. Yeah.
How dare
dogs,
you?
Female
Consider
dogs
this your notice. This is the last. You're terminated from this program.
You have a female dog, weirdo.
I do. That's
but,
true.
But understand the concept of the study was that female dogs are more focused than male dogs, which makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It's like when you
watch. Yeah, because male dogs are concerned with peeing on everything.
Well, what was the old kind of joke? When men watch TV, it's not what's on, it what else is on.
Yeah,
that's males. You know, what else is around? Females can focus more. Like, Denise can sit down and watch a whole TV program.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm ready. What's on the news? What's here? What's there? My mind is... And I think that's why they say that female dogs are a little bit easier to train than male dogs. I've never found that, but the study says that female dogs are easier to train than male dogs.
Wow. All right, would you like to have a 2020 trivia question? A little outside the trivia box, but a pet question. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Sure.
Swell prize for the person who can tell us the tallest breed of dog. Is it a Great Dane, an Irish Wolfhound, a Greyhound, or a Mastiff? 800-510.
Or the guy I dated last Friday night.
800-510-8255. What is the tallest breed of dog? A Great Dane, Greyhound, Irish Wolfhound, or Mastiff? Which of those four is the tallest breed of dog in that four?
Those Mastiffs are
800
tallest.
510.
Can I just say without giving it away that one of those breeds is actually over 7 feet on their hind legs?
Whoa! No.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's big time. By the way, just as an aside, for those of you who are following our discussion of Maxine Nightingale and wondered what the name of the three Broadway productions were that she was in along with no one else, she was the only one that appeared in all of them, Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Godspell. All from Warren's Misspent Youth, too.
You know, it's funny. It was on the Godspell was on TV the other day,
And
I actually watched it.
Yeah, very cool.
It was different than when I watched it in the 60s.
So the tallest breed of dog, you got 60 seconds to call us, identify whether it's a Great Dane, an Irish Wolfhound, or a Greyhound, or a Mastiff. Didn't you say something last week when we finished that you wanted to pursue today, and I had it in my mind, but I don't remember what it was?
You did. You had an article last week that you wanted to talk about.
See what I meant about women being smart.
Hey, but I can't remember either, so. You know.
I'm trying to think. It was real interesting, too. It was a great article.
Yeah, it was great.
We'll have to figure it out.
Boy, too bad you're going to miss it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. The dog that could change the TV channel.
No, that was years ago. I remember a lot of men used to build their own TVs out of these kits, the Heath kits.
Yeah.
Well, years ago, I trained a dog in New York City. The dog wore a collar, and every time the guy came home, he would leave the channel on Channel 5 for the news so the dog could hear it all day long, and he would come home, and the TV was always on Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we could not figure it out until we finally videotaped it, and what it was is the dog's collar, when he walked by the TV, would actually change the channel.
Really?
So it wasn't that the dog wanted to watch something else. As I perceived, it was actually that the dog's collar changed the channel.
Very
cool. It took me months and months to figure it out.
All right, let's see if we can figure out the tallest breed of dog. Erica is in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. A lot of flying going on down there. What do you think, Erica? Which is of those four is the tallest?
I think it's the Mastiff.
Yeah, that's a good guess, but not the right one. All right, let's see.
Oh, I was with you. I thought it was a Mastiff.
Doug, what do you think it is?
Irish Wolfhound.
That is correct, right, Warren?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is a tall dog. What did you say, 7 feet when they spread themselves out?
On their hind legs, it can be 7 feet. My friend Patrick, the Irish Wolfhound, leads the St. Paddy's Day Parade in New York City every year. Great dog.
By the way, Warren, it was teenage years of your dogs you wanted to talk about.
It's juvenile teenage years.
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
The world's most expensive dog is a red Tibetan.